You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Isaiah chapter 16 and verse 5. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment, and hasting righteousness. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever God is doing, for that thing to be established in your life, it requires mercy. The basis by which God relates with a man is mercy. Sometimes you think in your heart that you have made great sacrifice, and so you expect God to show you mercy. Or you expect God to rather do something great in your life. No. It is out of mercy that God will do something for you. Not because you have made great sacrifice. Not because you have sacrificed so much. It is mercy. You will labor for the Lord. You will do great things for the Lord. But you must continuously hope in the mercy of God. Never put your trust in your labor. Never put your trust in the sacrifices that you think you are making. Say, oh God, I've been giving so much to your work. I'm telling you, that's not the basis for which God is going to be there for you. It is mercy. I realize that God does not do anything for human being without the platform of mercy. Therefore, let us come to the throne of grace where we might obtain mercy. You see, it is until you obtain mercy that you can find help to help in times of need. The platform upon which God does everything is mercy. The reason God answered our prayer is mercy. That does not mean we are not going to live right, but we are not going to rely on our living right, which is by his grace and his righteousness also. We are not going to rely on that as the basis. It must be mercy. You must learn to ride on the wing of mercy. You must learn to say to the Lord, oh Lord, just look upon me with your eye of mercy. You know, there's a song I love so much. It says, look upon me, my Lord, and be merciful to me, as thou used to do unto those who love your name. He said, look upon me, O Lord, and be merciful to me, as thou used to do to those who love thy name, to those who love thy word. You see, it takes mercy, brethren. I pray you will truly understand this in your spirit, that the basis for God's work in your life is mercy. The reason why he has kept you, the reason why he has favored you, is not because you are the most righteous person. It's not because you are the most committed person to God. It's mercy. There's something about mercy. It is mysterious. You can't explain it. Sometimes you look at person A, you look at person B, and then you look at yourself. You can't see in any way you are better than person A and person B. And then you are wondering, why is person A in this terrible situation? B in this terrible situation? But you, God has lavished you with his grace, with his mercy, with his law. It is mercy, brethren. The difference is mercy. Never think that, oh, it's because you have done something great. Don't think that, oh, because you have left your job and then you want to face the work of God. You now think that because you have left your job, God is so going to be impressed that he's just suddenly going to pour his grace on you. No, it is on account of mercy that God will still deal with you. The same mercy he had on you when you were doing your job and doing his ministry is the same mercy God will still show even if you quit your job. What sacrifice do you want to give that will impress God? What sacrifice? He himself has made the ultimate sacrifice for us. So it is mercy. It is mercy. I pray you will understand this and cry to God today for mercy. And say, Lord, have mercy on me. Did you know something? God desires and delights to show mercy. You shall obtain mercy and continue to obtain mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.